T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, our radio.com sports station, WSCR and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago. The Score!
You asked the teammates not to tear your shirt. Why?
What's that?
Did you ask your teammates not to tear your shirt? Why was that?
I don't know. I'm too shy. Last time they did that, I got in trouble with my wife.
Jose Altuve.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. I want to thank everyone involved in the program. Thanks for calling and texting and emailing.
Most of all, thank you for listening.
Boy, I really appreciate you listening. Thanks to our guy, Dustin Rhodes.
Petty.
Well, and of course, speaking of that, Kevbo, bless you, kind sir.
I want to get praise.
Someone told me that you're back on your podcast.
Who told you that?
It might have been me telling you. It's or true. You told me that we were doing the podcast. Okay,
it's,
we did
it's
it.
It's out. It's out there. It's out into the ether.
The Screamers and Howlers podcast.
That's right.
Don't miss it.
Go to Twitter.
This is an especially stupid one.
Even for us, it's incredibly stupid.
And don't let me stop before I thank Ray. Ray, you are the man. You do it all, buddy. Bless you for all of your contributions.
Joe, look at me. I'm meat and potatoes, bro.
Love that guy. And now we welcome in Dan Bernstein and Connor McKnight. Gentles all.
What's up, guys?
Welcome. How are you?
How nice to see a Ron Coomer. That's how you want to start your day.
Oh, yeah. Doesn't he look great for himself?
He's the man. He does.
Yeah,
he does.
He really does.
Got the whole monochromatic thing going on. He also, whatever cologne he wears is so. We noticed this at the Joe Madden golf outing. Remember?
Yes. Yeah, he's got a good.
Whatever that is.
Good vibe.
I believe
good
that's
scent.
Musk of Coomer, if I'm not mistaken.
That's what it is.
If you could just bottle that natural, and sell it,
there you go. Lockport.
Coom Dog.
It's got the Tony Stark glasses working too.
So we were talking earlier. You know, sometimes I very enthusiastically will do like a 670 The Score, which is born of you. Mm-hmm. And I told the story before, but John Mullen was always, he basically lived at Hallis Hall, the old Hallis Hall, and he went to get a sandwich one day. He decided to leave. We thought we had breaking news coming, so Moon leaves. And we're all just kind of sitting there doing nothing. And we see Moon come back with his sandwich. And somebody says, let's pretend like the story broke.
Remember what the story was?
I don't remember what the story was.
It was the re-signing of Richard Dent.
Okay. I mean, it was something silly, but whatever. So like everybody there starts banging on their computer. Dan jumps on the phone as if he's calling in a news report. And Moon walks in the door. And there's like so much activity.
I ad-libbed a 30-second report.
You did an entire report.
Yep,
you did this whole 670 The Score, which is where I ended up taking that from. But Moon, if you saw Moon and you know how committed he was, crestfallen, just absolutely couldn't believe that this had happened without him there.
I remember my lead saying, the sack man has returned.
It was so funny. Yep. Like you were, and then we all just like burst out laughing, you know, and the look on his face of utter confusion, you know, it was beautiful. But that's where that came from. That was you. That was your.
Well, actually, and I started doing it just to sort of differentiate my reports, and I stole it from John Madigan. John Madigan, WBBM, News Radio 78. And as a kid, I loved that.
Yeah.
Because he was unlike anybody else who would do those. And he was a radio reporter who had a thing.
You are my John Madigan, man.
And he's the father or uncle of Amy Madigan, the actor. I think dad, right?
I don't know.
Not sure.
Is she on that Chicago PD show? Is that right?
No.
Is that the Amy Madigan?
No, the one from Field of Dreams.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Oh, the scene you hate, Connor.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Man.
You don't like her.
The book banning.
No, I like her. Scene. It's just that one scene gets so over the top and self-righteous, and we can smell our own, so I get it. You know, it's just a little much. You know, it's over the head.
I hadn't seen that movie in years, and I watched it at Sox Park last year. Or what's it called?
That movie sucks.
Guaranteed Ray Field.
That movie sucks.
Let me tell you something.
I used to love it, and now I think it sucks.
It was so much fun to be there with my kids, and it just was really moving.
I still like the movie.
I was moved. I like that movie.
I don't.
See a lot more still worked for me. Leading up to the Sox playing
I know.
This summer.
It was great. It was a great summer day.
Yeah.
I still don't understand why don't get me started on it. It's proper posture.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to start picking apart, I forget what movie I was at, and somebody said something like, you know, in real life, that wouldn't. Oh, cause, so the superhero, it was of the Joker.
Okay, well,
the
actually,
superhero movie where the guy. Yeah, I don't think that would have happened either.
I will tell you this, whatever you're doing, wherever you're listening, whatever you're doing, whatever your plans are this weekend, on a long way, go see Parasite as soon as you possibly can.
I heard it's great. Don't tell me anything else about it.
That good?
Yeah, it's one of the best movies I've ever seen.
So it's going to win?
No.
I don't know. I don't know
it's going to win Best Foreign Film. It's nominated in two categories.
Yeah, Best Picture and Best Foreign Film.
And don't find out anything about it.
Yeah.
Don't research it.
Don't even let someone tell you to go see it.
Don't look up
Rotten Tomatoes.
Don't mention it. Don't mention it now.
What did Rotten Tomatoes say?
Just go.
I'm sure Rotten Tomatoes loved it.
Absolutely blown away by it. Mm. Absolutely floored.
Did Roper like it?
I haven't read it.
I think everyone. I honestly 99%
on Rotten Tomatoes.
Thanks, Kevo. Okay, now you're ruining it for me.
Thanks, Kevo.
Okay? I thought we had decided no information.
How does it end?
With the credits rolling.
Okay.
They shoot the parasite.
Yeah. Every time you think you've got your head around it, you don't.
I was in high school and the movie Deer Hunter came out, and I wanted to see Deer Hunter, and one of the teachers at school is like, they shoot the deer. I won't tell you, but they shoot the deer. And I'm like, oh my God. The whole movie, I'm watching it, like waiting for the deer to get shot, thinking that happened. And then I left hugely disappointed. So, they shoot the parasite.
When I was a kid, I asked what Deer Hunter was about. It was big. And my uncle told me it was the sequel to Bambi, which I didn't know at the time. So I just kind of figured that's what it was. In the first 10 minutes, I'm like, this is not
it's not animated.
It's not it. This is what this is.
What's happened?
I'm very confused.
Have you seen Jojo Rabbit? I hear that's very good. And it's coming back to theaters. Kevin saw it. Don't tell us anything. Okay. Don't even mention it. Shh.
Okay.
What did you think? Don't even mention.
They get Hitler at the end, actually.
Damn it.
Rabbit. Yeah. No.
It's got actors in it.
Oh, you know what? I thought for sure it was live action animation. Son of a.
Like Watership Down or something.
Really Jojo dark. Rabbit.
Yeah.
Jojo was a man who thought he was.
Stop.
this guy on Fridays, it just, he just rolls out grenade after grenade and then he goes drinking.
I wish.
Ah, God is the greatest.
You make me sound much more interesting than I am, sadly.
Yesterday, just the way the news kept rolling out on Twitter and seeing this the sleuthing that was going on with photos and videos and the way everything was working, man, between that, I don't know how the extent to which you talked about Jessica Mendoza lighting her career on fire yesterday, but that was
that was disappointing.
That
actually.
Was an ass showing of gargantuan proportions.
Who would have thought that a conflict of interest of that size would have backfired on anyone?
And her quasi apology explanation just kind of made it worse.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah, as it often does. It's very difficult. The damage she did to her credibility yesterday to see her getting back in the booth on Sunday nights on a regular basis.
If she shouldn't do another national game.
I promise you she will.
If you own the Mets, wouldn't you want to know why she was a consultant? I mean, I was surprised to find out she was a consultant. And then in the story I read, it was like, well, because, you know, the GM was one of her agents at CAA or whatever.
Yeah. Talk about a conflict of interest.
Well, I'm just saying, like, so you're hiring her because you represented her and you want to help her because she's not doing enough what she's doing? Like, it just seemed weird.
Sounds like the Mets didn't want to know anything about anything. Thanks very much. Carlos Beltran, come on in. Really thrilled to have you. And we've heard about this sign-stealing stuff, but this won't be part of the test today.
Oh, no. They never asked.
We don't want to know. Please don't give us the answer. We don't want to know. We're the Mets. We'd rather just make colossal mistake after mistake and then have to backpedal it and make Mike Piazza look like
a moron. How'd you like to have lost the job to him when they were looking? And then now they're not going to go back to the people they interviewed. They're going to get somebody that can just come in and has done it before.
Ozzie for Mets manager?
Well,
why is Ozzie not being mentioned for any of these jobs?
I don't know. It doesn't.
It's a good question. I'd like to know what that level, ownership level or general managerial level, if they think he's just too outspoken, if they think that what happened in Miami with Castro and those comments is just too toxic.
I would like to know why, because you got a guy who has won a World Series,
right?
Not getting attention or interviews instead of guys who haven't.
Or is it old school mentality? Just they don't think he's going to go along with the modern way of running a baseball team. I don't know.
The way Buck Showalter will. I mean, you know what I mean?
Yeah. It's like, yeah, he really changed.
Yeah.
He's got to hand his game plan into the analytics group before.
This seems to be a double standard.
Yeah, I think there is. I think, you know, it could be explained by a volume issue. Ozzy's going to make noise. I think that kind of noise is more often good for a ball club and its reputation more often than not. Certainly he stepped in it a time or two, but if you've had this big scandal go on in your franchise, you know, we talk about it all the time with football coaches, right? You have the player's coach and then you swing back to the other guy. And you have the nice guy and then you swing back to the player's coach. You might want to just, you know, maybe not hire the guy that makes the noise because you just want to stay quiet and under the story.
That apparently happens in politics too.
Yeah, that's the rumor.
Isn't Ozzie in the Astros organization? And I think he won a championship last night with, I think he's coaching and managing a winter ball team.
Yeah, that's right.
I think he is in the Astros organization, Class A, maybe last year.
Is that right?
Maybe they appointed Guillen, but it's not Ozzy. No, too early.
That'd be a big jump.
Yeah, that'd be a huge jump.
it
certainly would change the subject in Houston, which they need to do. I don't know what direction they're going there, but yeah, Ozzy would make a lot of sense with the Mets, with the Astros. I mean, you could see him. He's a World Series winning manager that's getting ignored.
Yeah, he is. It's unfortunate. You mentioned changing the subject, though. I think that was baseball's plan up until yesterday at about 2:30. I think they had hoped, I think Rob Manfred and Major League Baseball had hoped that they could address this cheating issue as an Astros and Red Sox thing and then somehow change the subject. That is impossible now.
No,
right?
I think,
I mean, this is you, over and done with now.
I mean, if they're not punishing any players and they're not going to do an investigation on it, then you're leaving everyone to break down individual bits of tape and try to get them on the internet as fast as humanly possible. At some point, they're going to have to acknowledge everything that's happening around this thing.
I think you're going to need to do away with the concept of the replay room.
Thank you. I've been saying this for 2 weeks.
I do think that I've been thinking about this, that the whole existence of a secret room with real-time video for just your people doesn't make sense anymore. You've got to make a more robust top-down replay structure, either by adding umpires or by designating a replay umpire who is in charge of watching the game. You can centralize
in New York.
It.
Somebody in the booth.
Do it like Toronto.
That's what you do.
That's you have to rip all these wires out.
There you go.
Welcome on board.
I'm not against technology.
No, there's a difference.
Don't frame this as anti-tech.
No, this is the replay room. You say, this is the team run replay that gives the thumbs up or the thumbs down to the manager so that he can challenge or not challenge a play. That whole thing never had the reward that it was supposed to have in a replay system. It is meaningless except for giving players an edge where they shouldn't have one based on technology.
And for the guys that can't watch tape during the game and go, well, you know, tough toenails. That's the price you pay.
You can still watch during the game.
Yeah, but you'll have to do it. You know, you'll have to get a lot of work in before, after, whatever. You're not going to be able to walk into that room.
Yeah, there's more harm than good. Far more harm than good.
Absolutely.
Obviously.
No,
I kind of like the idea of having them walk through a metal detector before they get in the batter's box.
I don't mind that.
Yeah, well then they'll just use high performance plastics and whatever. They just won't use metal. They'll find their way around that one. I mean, it's like getting a Glock through because of what it's made of. I mean, there's
cheaters always outpace the
finders. How do you get
finders?
Your Glock through?
Stone cold crooked.
You know, it was funny. I was driving the kids. I dropped them at the train on my way to work, and we were listening to your show. And my son turns to me and goes, "He's Dad, is Altuve good?"
Mm.
And I stopped and I said,
"Yes."
I said, "I think he is. I think he's good. But I do think that we'll ask Jed at 10:20 about pro personnel evaluations. This throws open a lot."
What about Mookie Betts we're talking about?
How good are guys?
You're going to look at everybody a little different.
How good are guys?
The cloud of suspicion is going to hang there for a while.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep, and what question. This does now is the next breakout star, the next Christian Yelich, whoever it is, people are going to start to say, well, maybe there's something afoot here. Maybe this guy's got the pitches.
Nobody's going to say that about Luis Robert.
What have you today?
Well, Jed's going to join us at 10:20, so do not miss that. And then we're probably not going to do the midway today, just so we can react to what we hear from Jed. You know, bring up some of these. The Anthony Rizzo stuff is really, really good.
Goodness, yeah.
Really strong. And then Hub Arkish is going to take calls on Bears and NFL for championship weekend at 11. We've got a chance to win $1,000 in cash.
Have a good show. Yes.
End the story.
I see you soon, baby.
I'm done.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.